In today's episode, we discuss drinking holy water, gross elephant stereotypes, the reason they're going to take away gay marriage, and the first animal celebrity sighting I ever had. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. So before we start today's episode, we gotta give some love to our sponsor, and that is Snervous. It is our documentary that is available now worldwide on iTunes. If you want to get a glimpse into a year in the life of a YouTuber, you can get Snervous and watch basically a behind-the-scenes look of the Slumber Party Tour, VidCon, everything that goes into being a YouTuber. Corey and I had a lot of fun. I think you'll like it. Go to iTunes now and get it today.
Can you hear me, Corey?
In fact...
Am I in one of your ears or two?
Depends on what you're saying.
Hello?
You're in my left ear. I'm in my right ear. I oh. like it.
Oh, you're right.
Is this like that fun What Credit Card Is Heavier game you played this weekend?
Is this, we'll have we already it. Started? Yeah, I think we've already started.
What?
I think that was the intro for today. Hi, Corey. We've got a whole episode prepared for y'all today. Corey, a lot has been happening in 2016 so far.
Do you want me to tell you about it?
Tell me about it.
Well, before we even get there,
I
should tell you that right now, my sock feels like it's stuck between my pinky toe and my second toe.
Hate it.
It's like, it just bothered me. I drove all the way here like that.
The only solution is to
amputate. Do you feel bad for me?
I don't. I have the worst cut on the back of my heel. And you remember those Band-Aids that I got in the UK that I always talk about?
Yeah.
I don't have any more.
Oh, no.
I think I lost them on the race.
You should have wrote down what they were called or took a picture.
I know exactly what they look like. They're from, what's that one? Boots.
Boots.
Have you ever been to Boots?
No.
It's like a CVS, but in the UK. It's called Boots. Oh. I think Tanya and Zoe sell like products there.
Makeups.
Whatever. They don't sell Band-Aids. These Band-Aids, when were we just looking at Band-Aids at Target?
I had to get them for my blister on my heel.
Oh, my God. Drama.
Feet are wrecks this year.
Oh, my God. And my feet.
Is this a foot fetish episode?
I showed you. No, we can't do that. Or could we?
The feet episode. It's coming, I'm
Hopeless
sure.
Hopeless Tomantic? Oh audio God. Version?
We've heard the audio version.
Corey, no. My feet. This is going to be gross, y'all. Cover your ears. Snuggle your feet.
Snuggle them?
My feet have been dry.
I told you, we both have the same.
We were both, there we were.
What is that from?
I don't know, but there we were.
Do you think that's like post-race feet dryness?
Oh, I thought you were saying we live in a post-race society.
No, post-race, I meant post the Amazing Race.
We literally do live in a post-race society.
At this point.
After the Amazing Race, yes. We were sitting in my living room on my couch, and I go, look at my hooves. And you were like, yikes. But I'm doing the same thing. They're dry. They're peely. What are we to do? This sounds like we're leading into
a
sponsor.
You know, yes and?
Yes.
The version. I like yikes butt.
Yeah, okay. Well, that is a yikes butt.
Yikes butt. Hashtag yikes butt. That's butt with one T.
So you're leaving that topic? I thought we were going to do a toe mance.
I mean, if you want to come over here and pull the sock out between my little toe.
Should I do it live?
No, your mic will never reach this far.
If you come halfway, I come halfway. You've got long legs. You're long legs, Louise.
They did write a song about me, and by they, I mean Shannara.
Anytime we, Corey and I are running, I'm like, because he's, I don't know if he's faster, but I do know that his legs can do longer strides than me.
If you want to see if I'm faster than Tyler, tune into The Amazing Race.
Spoiler, he is.
Coming soon.
Corey's legs are longer than mine, so he can inherently go further in a shorter amount of time.
You can see how deep that's tucked
in
between.
Yeah, Corey just took off his shoe, and I'm seeing his sock situation.
Oh, my God.
Black socks.
No, these are navy.
I need you to guess what my socks are.
These are navy with a confetti cake.
Guess what my
socks
look
at the speckle.
That is cute.
I've got it in three pair. No. It's like a confetti cake.
Guess what my socks are?
Your socks probably have corgis on them.
Oh, my God. I'm shaking. Oh, no. I thought they were corgis. They're leopards. I just knew that the corgis are navy blue.
I think,
and the leopards are also navy blue.
I think a leopard is a cousin of a corgi.
I'm keeping my shoes off, girl.
You don't think?
Huh?
A leopard is a cousin of a corgi?
Maybe.
Would you rather be a leopard or a corgi?
A corgi. Next.
Why?
Leopards are endangered.
My grandma's email is like cougar girl because, and I asked her why, and she goes,
at what? AOL or Hotmail or Netscape?
I want to tell everyone they'll spam her.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Everyone send your advice questions to cougargirl@netscape.com.
It literally probably is Netscape. She's got a number in there, though, like a mix and match.
Netscape6.com.
It's like 814-27384.
Rolls right off the tongue.
Truly, it does.
Just like
she's
grandma.
Like, you know, a cougar is such a big, sleek, sexy animal.
What are you talking about?
My grandma's cougar fetish. And then we all had to explain to her that cougars are like women who are looking for a younger man.
Are you a cougar?
And what? No.
Oh, neither am I. Honestly?
I don't mean to throw it out there. I mean, I guess you should never say never, but I would never date younger.
Whoa.
And that's eliminating
a lot. You just ostracized all of your pursuers.
Bye.
I don't know if I mean, I don't want to say no.
Have you dabbled in the younger pool?
Okay, well, younger meaning like 25.
I wish you would date older.
I am ready to date older. Men?
Not necessarily.
Not like,
whatever you're
not
feeling.
Like
a cougar, if you would.
What, I don't know what I want. Boys?
A corgi?
Tweet me a picture of your favorite corgi, and then you'll be eligible to peel the skin off my feet.
Wow.
Lucky you.
And as your best friend, your boyfriend will also pull the sock out of my toes when I need it.
Wow, what a duo. I think we're very,
I think this catches? Is why we're so, yes,
I think
lovable.
We're catch. Yeah, lovable. We're lovable. I will say, in my 26 years, almost 27, this month is the only time I've ever had dry feet. I feel like, is this what getting older is?
I truly think it is. I mean, 27.
How do you know you're getting older?
What could you do? Is there a 27 club? Is that what that is?
It's a bad thing. It's a lot of death. It's not cute.
There's been so many deaths this year already.
I know.
Everybody's dead.
I know. It's a bummer summer.
And the parrot hasn't even killed anyone yet.
I know. Well, you don't know that. All these deaths, who knows who's the culprit? Everyone's saying cancer. I think it's a parrot. Not cancer. Did you see that one guy died? Bummer.
Who? You name one dead person.
Robin Hood voice. Next.
I don't know her.
Oh, the voice of Robin Hood died.
Who?
From you remember that one?
There
live
was a
action,
cartoon.
No,
Robin?
It's a live action Robin Hood.
Then why are they voicing?
I don't
over?
Know. It just that's what the headline said.
Voice
we
of
were
Robin
talking
Hood
about it this
dead
morning.
In the streets.
Jonathan and I were talking about it this morning, and I was like, I gotta go.
I just guess I don't even know her.
I don't know. And then somebody from the Eagles. Parrot came for the Eagle?
I think that's close enough. Nikki was right.
What Nikki?
Psychic Nikki.
Oh, shit. I was like, what did Nicki Minaj have to say?
You forget your number one fan.
Well, she hasn't tweeted us. So I don't know what you want me to say.
It would pop. As someone who is verified, let me let you all know that when a verified person tweets or faves.
I think they have a
just
a,
pops right up.
Do they have a verified section in their replies also?
No.
Oh, is it just us?
Just us verified people.
Special
surprise,
girls.
Guys. So when you're verified on Twitter, you can sort your mentions by normal gen pop or
I hate
verified.
The expression gen pop.
I do too. You know that about me.
I hate it.
Someone in college once
told
me.
It means general population. For
someone
people that don't know.
In college once told me since I wasn't in James Madison College, I was part of the gen pop and I almost broke their nose.
That is so gross. I think I dated
somebody
in James
Madison. I would never break
someone's
nose. I take it back.
I would if I were a doctor and I was trying to help them get their new nose.
What was your most recent verified
love this game?
thing.
My most recent verified reply or moment?
Just moment.
Not moment. Moments is a different tab on Twitter. My latest is, I don't know who that is. Somebody from, he's a singer.
Mine's boring. It's just you favoriting a bunch of
Fazoli's followed me yesterday, which was very big in my life.
Did you hear Pee-wee's coming to Netflix?
I just got two new verified things. Should we predict what they are? It says click it if you want to see what they are.
Click it.
Oh my god.
Oh, one was me favoriting a tweet that we were both mentioned in.
Oh no, it's not.
Oh.
It's nothing exciting.
Darn.
It's nothing fun.
Well, did you hear Pee-wee's coming to Netflix?
No, and I don't care about that. Mamrie tweeted me yesterday, and I think she was blackout drunk because none of it makes sense. I'm still looking at my verified mentions. So
get
I
get out of there.
I tweeted at Mamrie. I was like, Mamrie, because you know, y'all know I love. I wake up every morning and I watch people's. My friends snap stories because I'm like, otherwise I'll never know what they're up to with their lives. Usually it's Hannah being like, new video coming every day. And then Mamrie's is like her doing nothing and everything at the same time. So yesterday she was roller skating and playing basketball, I think.
I think I saw her on roller skates with a bow and arrow.
So, oh yeah, she was also archery.
What is she doing?
So I tweeted Mamrie. I said, Corey and I agree. Your hat in today's Snapchat story was on point. And she replied, good bless. That, my friend, was a beehive with only two bobby pins. What does that even mean?
So a beehive is a hairdo, you fool.
I think she was drunk because she thought I said your hair was on point. And she said, good bless.
Good She's a good mess.
She is a good mess.
And she could use some blessing.
You know what I would like?
Strike you as the type to drink the holy water.
Yes.
I feel like the last time Mamrie went to church, she was hungover and she drank holy water to try to hydrate.
No, yeah, she would at least hydrate with it.
Does holy water take away a hangover?
I think it's a little salty.
No,
I think
no.
I tasted it.
No.
At St. Mary's in Michigan?
Yeah.
I think I did a little lap it up. Hey, you know when dogs lap up water, their tongue goes under?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
It's like an elephant's trunk when they pick up stuff.
Oh my God, don't get me started on elephants. Remember what we were talking about the other day?
You were very upset to hear about the plot
Corey
of Dumbo.
Corey was telling me the plot of Dumbo, and I have never seen this stupid film. But I think, A, there's a racist moment. Is there not?
Well, because
I'm sure. It's from like,
I mean,
the
it's
19
from,
whatevers.
It's from 1941.
Did you know that, or did you just Google that?
I just happened to have it up.
So Corey
I was
telling me
to tell you about the plot of Dumbo.
So I thought all elephants have big ears.
They do.
So then what makes him special?
He's a young baby elephant, and he's got comically large ears, bigger than norm.
Okay, so we're size shaming
and then
body shaming.
And then he's given, it says right here, given a cruel nickname,
Dumbo.
Dumbo.
Oh, because he's dumb?
And then one day.
I never put two and two together about that.
Oh my God.
What?
One day at a show, he's getting bullied by
a show. What kind of show?
The circus show.
Is he in Spring Awakening?
No. So he's getting bullied, and then it incites his mother into a rage.
Oh, his mom is drama?
She's trying to protect her young.
Let me guess. She dies.
No, she gets locked up.
Oh. Oh, did you see Water for Elephants? I loved Reese Witherspoon.
Then afterward, Dumbo's ears cause a huge accident, and he gets a bunch of other elephants hurt.
Oh.
And he's made to dress like a clown, and then he has to perform dangerous stunts because he's such a mess.
Okay, well, I guess my concerns include big ear shaming, not here for it. I know a couple gays with big ears. Do you see me calling them anything? Also, we were kind of getting into it about gross stereotypes. Do elephants like peanuts, or is this a circus thing?
I mean, I've never pulled an elephant.
What do you even mean?
I've never, like, taken a popular opinion poll
of
an elephant.
I thought you said pulled. Like, you pull.
No, I've never pulled.
But then I was like, are you talking, like, slang? Like, when you go to the bar and pull a girl? I think that's what straight people say.
What?
That's literally, I think, or maybe it's a UK straight man.
So
thing,
then
like
Dumbo is afraid of a mouse.
I thought, are they also afraid of mice?
Well, I just Googled, are elephants afraid of mice?
Tell me.
It's on MythBusters.
Okay, I
so you
love
know
this.
This is valid.
Yeah.
God, why is this 6 paragraphs?
Oh, just, it's a yes or a no, Henny.
Oh, so it's an urban tale that once some mouse stopped a bunch of elephants dead in their tracks.
English.
So I think, yes, the verdict is in. Elephants hate mice.
Well, who doesn't? Would you love a mouse?
Would you breed an elephant and a mouse?
I would not. I think, you know, ever since Ratatouille, I have really had an open opinion.
That's a rat. That's not a mouse.
What? Well, then I guess my open opinion is invalid.
Well, yeah, it's not called Mouse-a-Tooie.
Would you?
Rat-a-mousey.
Would you fuck Dumbo?
You know I like big ears.
Do you?
No.
Russell, what's his
comically
name?
Comically big.
Comically.
Dumbo was a child. You couldn't even sleep with him.
Right, but elephant ears. Or elephant
I
ears.
I love elephant ears.
Elephant ears. You know how dogs are... What was that Grindr message I sent you?
About... No.
Oh my God. I saw it on Tumblr. It was
Girl,
like
that was you on Grindr.
It was
Grindr.
Not
nice
me,
try.
Henny. It was somebody messaging somebody on Grindr and there was like cute dog in that pic. And he goes, thanks. Oh wait, I want to pull it up. I just texted it to you so I can easily find it.
This is just really
Oh, it's right, you know
hard
what?
Hitting.
The other it's right under the GIF I sent you of Zac Efron shirtless.
I sent you that video.
Oh, here
you
it is.
Just turned it into a GIF.
So somebody messages this guy, says, do you have a dog? They say, yes. They say, what breed is he? He says, a hound dog. I think he's my brother's dog. He goes, is he fixed? And then he goes, no, I don't think so. He goes, does he still have his nuts? And then they say, yeah. He goes, cool. Are you kinky?
I don't like where this is going.
And he goes, kinky? Why?
Well, say it. You're going to say, oh, you want to tell this whole story and then you're going to not deliver the punchline?
I just feel like this, if I say it, they're going to take back our gay marriage. They're going to say, no, you can't have that because you tried to do this.
To a basset hound?
To a hound dog. Quote, I think. He goes, what? Kinky, why? This freak goes, I'll blow you and the dog. And I'm like, no! The guy replied, a GIF. Well, no, you can't send a GIF on Grindr. Not that I would know. But the guy replied, a picture of NeNe Leakes covering her mouth. You know which one?
Yeah.
With the sunglasses.
They deserved it.
Why they gotta do that?
That's what Grindr's up to, I guess.
No!
Is that what you're up to on Grindr?
No, this is not normal. I mean, I do want to shame that, actually. I don't want to shame anybody's things.
A TV show.
Don't blow my dog.
I think if a scripted TV show ever wants to cast you and I on it and they need us to come in and do a reading, we should do that.
Oh my God, who's who?
That.
Who's who? Are you the yellow or am I?
You're the one who wants to blow the dog.
Yeah. Are you going to be NeNe Leakes covering her mouth? Show me.
Yeah.
Show me.
You're just trying to get me
Show
to be
quiet. Show me.
You're just trying to get me to be quiet so you can have this
Show.
Whole power.
I'm not going to audition with you if you can't cover your mouth. Now, that was not very
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it was so NeNe.
It's a no from
it
me.
It leaked.
No. This did leak. I hope Craig is exposed.
Do you ever think that's real or fake?
Oh, the most ridiculous part of this all is this conversation had happened at 8:54 a.m. What?
So what, you can only get freaky after the dark comes out?
I just feel like after a long day, your inhibitions should
Maybe
go down.
Maybe he works
at
third shift.
In the morning, you're trying to blow my dog?
What if he works third shift?
Third shift. Name what shift?
First, second, third.
Third?
You don't literally know anything about shifts.
I do know. Is first shift, like, open?
Oh, my God.
When you open the store.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, what?
What?
Well, it depends on what time the store opens. Some bars don't even open until 4. Like, Outback.
Please never call Outback the bar.
Well, yeah, I meant, like, bar and grill.
Oh! I do love a bar and grill. I love American food. What can I say? I'm a patriot. But I'm not about to blow your dog.
Speaking of the Patriots.
Oh, my God. Have you seen their latest
football
pitch?
Throw?
Yeah. Oh, I just saw something, Corey.
Tell it.
It's going to be riveting to everyone. There was somebody
I'm sure it's
who
be
just
riveting.
Was a pitcher in a baseball game who was one of the first times in a long time through both left-handed and right-handed in the same game.
No.
Yep.
Two-handed pitcher.
Yep.
A lot of people do that.
Okay, no. I vaguely read a headline. I read half of the words of a headline,
what
so I know the
say?
Entire story.
What did it say?
There he was. I'm going to give you the synopsis. I gave you the synopsis. There he was. He was throwing that ball. Both hands. Not both hands at once. Corey, we'll talk about it next episode.
I have no idea. Oh, passing the ball.
Pass the ball.
We can talk about
it. No. It's going to be next episode.
You are just really building up.
I mean, y'all, we have things coming in the next episode.
Better than the plot of Dumbo.
Better than a guy trying to blow your dog. This episode. Did you ever get those foamy...
You literally had things to talk about in this episode, and you're talking about dogs receiving oral sex.
Oh my God, if we have the explicit, we're getting the explicit. Did you ever eat those foamy peanuts?
The orange ones?
Yeah.
No, but elephants do love those.
I gotta say, that's the worst fucking treat.
I don't think that elephants really dislike any food.
You want to test that theory?
Yeah, I once saw an elephant eat a brick.
Bitch, you've never even seen an elephant in your life, and I know it.
Yes, I have.
Where? Name one, please.
The zoo.
I sure went to the zoo.
Yeah, I saw a circus at the zoo. I mean, an elephant at the zoo, and I saw an elephant at a circus. Ringling Brothers, bitch. I'm so old. My ass went to the Ringling Brothers when it was in the
got shut down.
It was in the mall parking lot, some sort of Westwood Mall,
yeah.
Jackson, Michigan. I not only did I ring,
hey.
But I linged,
okay,
brother.
Well, calm down. Did you ever go to Flavor Fruit Farms?
Barnum and Bailey's, okay. Ringling Brothers Circus.
Shut up, you fuck. Did you ever go to, what's it called? What did I just say? Flavor Fruit Farms.
Yes.
So, you know how they had the elephant from Ace Ventura there and you could ride it? Or was I being lied to all my childhood?
They had the elephant from Ace Ventura at that one.
Yes.
Okay, one of your parents lied to you.
I bet it was all four of them. You know they were all fucking with me. My entire life was being fucked with.
I bet they probably told you The Mask was real, too.
Okay, well, The Mask was a great film.
I loved when the dog got the mask.
It was... Oh, I did love that. The Mask, too, was a flop, but...
What? There was a mask... Jim Carrey was not in it.
No. The Mask was very much snubbed at the People's Choice, if you recall. But it swept at Kids' Choice, so... You win some, you lose some.
Well, I did Google, did Barnum and Bailey Circus go to Michigan in the 80s?
Okay, so that's what you Googled. Guess what I Googled? Can elephants not eat any foods?
You were supposed to,
I got no results.
Say, do elephants dislike any foods?
Oh, I'll get there.
Put your words together.
Do elephants hate any foods?
Yeah, they hate yogurt.
Okay. You think? Because is that like a dog hating peanut butter, or do dogs love peanut butter?
Dogs love peanut butter.
I hate how elephants never forget. In fact, wait, that's great news for me, because that famous Ace Ventura elephant
remembers you.
Totally remembers me.
Yeah.
Or at least...
Wait, Flavor Fruit Farms had elephants?
They had an elephant you could ride, and it was very much... I guarantee there was a sign that said... This is the elephant from Ace Ventura. And
now,
that freaked me the fuck out.
I know,
this is my first celebrity sighting.
I know my memory's not perfect, but I feel like...
I want that on a plaque. I want that quote always to refer to because you make...
I just feel like as a child, I rode an elephant, I rode a camel, and I think me and my brothers rode a giraffe. Do they let you ride a giraffe at the zoo?
You can definitely not ride... You can't ride anything at the zoo.
Yeah. You ride the elephants and the camels.
Unless it's Duke. In the bathroom?
Did you?
So me when I was 12.
So that's why you went to the zoo last week. So that's why you asked for zoo tickets for your Christmas.
I was like, Corey, I gotta go.
You asked me to put zoo tickets in your stocking as a stocking stuffer. You wanted Subway gift cards.
I wanted the elephant trunk, if you know what I mean.
And you wanted an elephant hung.
I wasn't trying to blow a dog.
This is why you're never allowed.
This is why.
You can't go.
When was the last time you went to the circus? I don't think I ever went.
You went to Flavor Fruit Farms and saw the elephant. You didn't get to go back to the circus because of what you tried to do.
I didn't try to do anything.
To that dog.
I didn't do
that
anything.
That clown had a dog.
I didn't do anything.
Tell us about that clown friend of your mom's.
Oh, Porkchop?
Yeah.
Oh, Porkchop. Well, she's a clown. She's my mom's friend.
Does she still practice?
I don't know if she's practicing.
Did she ever make you a balloon animal? Of some sort of hound, I think.
No. But her name was Porkchop, and I think she lost a lot of weight. And I think she changed her name from Porkchop to something else because I don't think it was fitting anymore, you know. So. Well, I don't know what she practices as now. So that's the end of that.
Whenever I hear Pork Chop,
yeah.
I think of this hit Wu-Tang Clan song that I listened to in high school a lot called Gravel Pit. You'll love it. I'll play it on the drive home. But at one point, they're like, Pork Chop eating brain. You'd
what?
Love it. You would love it.
I guess I never got into Wu-Tang Clan. I was more Bone Thugs and Harmony. They were a little bit more peaceful for me. I loved the Bone Thugs and Harmony album.
You would actually really like this. So it's got this...
Crossroads changed the game.
It's got this sick outro, Wu-Tang Clan Gravel Pit. It says, Yakub,
I bet
maker and creator of the devil.
Mamrie knows this song by heart, merchant, I'm sure.
Your time is near at hand.
What?
Fuck me.
Okay, I'm going to have to guarantee they did not say it like that. Fuck me.
I meant to say fuck with me.
Oh.
And your time you just will went be to what you now. Mm. Your presence here affects the mind
what is this
of
spell?
My people like a fever.
We don't have the rights for you to keep going any further, thank God.
9,999 diseases, evil, corrupt, pork chop-eating brains.
Corey?
My friend Becky and I would learn all the words to that, and we would both speak the outro together.
You know what I love about us right now? We're both looking very masculine.
Because we're wearing a hat?
And very hetero.
You're not wearing a hat.
No, I mean, the straightness is exuding from both of us. I'm in a Highway Unicorn Lady Gaga t-shirt, and you're in a shirt that just says lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. But what's it say at the bottom?
I don't
Pride.
Know. Pride.
But were you about to lift up your shirt and
no, I was...
do a belly
bump?
Bump? Girl, your belly bump. I can't belly bump with you. I'll hit the baby.
Whose baby?
Remember, weren't we just with somebody who... Oh, next episode.
Remember when we were going to talk topical? And
I think we did.
I think we did.
I think
nothing
we did.
Is hotter than Dumbo right now.
Oh, Dumbo's in. Aren't we coming close to the 100-year anniversary?
Would you give him that dumb blow?
Until he gives me that dumb flow?
I think we dumb gotta go. It's time.
Okay.
So, I mean, farewell.
If you guys want to find us,
I can't imagine you would want to.
Corey, how can people find you?
I'm on the internet at Corey Cool, KoreyKuhl.
Whoa.
Find me.
Really.
Tweet me.
I don't think they're going to find you with that.
KoreyKuhl.
I'm Tyler Oakley, TylerOakley. I don't know if I spelled that right.
You didn't.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
We love ya.
We love ya. If you like this podcast episode, tell somebody who hasn't listened in a while, oh my God, have you heard the new Psychobabble?
Yeah.
That's what you should tell them.
Tweet them that.
Tweet every celebrity you know that we talked about them in this episode. And then they'll be like
the
listening to every
aren't gonna wanna hear
no,
this
they'll
one.
Be listening to every second and be like, did I miss it? Or did they call
me
Dumbo?
Talking about corgis.
Okay, gotta go. Love you.